You guys want to see some stuff this weekend?
What kind of stuff?
I like stuff.
Well, Doug's roommate, Zach's production company, Top Bunk Productions, is putting on one of my favorite plays, Rabbit Hole by David Lindsay Abaire.
Rabbit Hole?
Yeah.
I think it's called Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I liked the animated version.
Oh, no, it's not whimsical and fun at all.
Oh.
It's kind of sad.
Why would
but
we?
Not too sad.
Okay. Is Ginny in this or?
No.
Because Ginny's here for.
I just like it.
Okay. What anything else that we could check out?
Yeah. Well, this might require us to go out of town to Horror Hound.
That's fine.
The horror film festival in Cincinnati.
Sure.
Because past podcast guests, Jacob Blinsky and Emily Dirkholtz, they have their full length movie premiering there, Compression.
Ooh.
About a female podcaster who has PTSD.
Getting compressed.
And agoraphobia. Yes.
Okay.
She's compressed in her own home.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And what part does Ginny play in that?
She's not in it either.
Ginny's not.
No.
No.
I'm in it a little bit.
Ginny, why are you here?
Yeah, why am I here?
This is Doug.
This is Alice. I'm in compression.
And this is Jay.
This is going terribly.
Hey, where's Josh? Even her doctor would agree a nip is just a nip. What's up, guys? If I don't have much of a voice today, it's because before we started recording, we were getting loose. We were having some banter.
Loose and the goose.
So loose.
We were talking about Bon Jovi and we were having sing-alongs.
I think it was only you.
It was pretty
That's
much
why.
Doug having a scream-along.
I was having sing-alongs. I love me some Bon Jovi power ballads, okay? I'll be there for
I
you as the best.
I didn't know your voice could do that.
I can't
right
now.
Are you more attracted to him now having heard this?
I think so.
Yes!
I am.
Finally.
I am too.
Thank you, Ginny. Wedding's off, Josh.
That's right. Sorry, babe.
Hey, it's Doug and Alice in the house. We never say that. We never like to say it. And we have Ginny Adams here today.
Hello, millions of fans.
To celebrate a belated St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patty's Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. I thought Doug was going to do a terrible.
Oh. I can because you're allowed to do impressions of people the same color of you, I believe. Ooh, St. Patty's Day.
That sounds more like Craig Ferguson doing an Irish accent.
Well, it's fine. At least it's Craig Ferguson doing an Irish accent.
So wait, Alice isn't allowed to do an Irish accent?
I think like white people are only allowed to do impressions of white people. I think like people who aren't white can do any color they want.
They can do whatever. Okay.
No, that can't be true. There's no way black people can do Japanese.
Right, and I wouldn't do a black voice.
Right,
Didn't Awkwafina get in trouble?
Yes,
for that. Mm-hmm.
Even though I think, you know, she grew up in the area, so it was like her regional accent.
Oh.
It's gotten a lot more complex. Like, it's because the world is so, combined together
some
now.
Melting.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about the person. So the company didn't. The popular water
Awkwafina,
bottle
Awkwafina, the actress and comedian.
But, okay. Well, Jenny, do you have Irish heritage?
So I don't actually know. So my dad has done like a ton of genealogy stuff.
And initially, more like genealogy. Am I right?
Why?
It's your name.
I'm not in most of it, but sure. he said we didn't, and now it's like maybe back like zillions of years ago, there was someone Irish in the mix.
Gazillions.
I don't really know how. Somehow there were Native Americans in the mix too, which seems unlikely, but I don't know.
You're reporting the earth to be gazillions of years old. This is not the day to upset the Catholics, Ginny.
Oh, fuck the Catholics.
Oh my God, this is not the day to upset the Catholics.
It's past.
It's after St. Patrick's Day.
Fine.
But maybe I can do an Irish accent because I've actually studied abroad there.
Oh, ooh. My God. Is this like I have a black friend? So I, can...
I think when I was there, I bought a copy of Ulysses by James Joyce. And
this
in my
is just
downtime,
getting more pretentious.
I know. I was reading it out loud in an Irish accent. Oh, my God.
Did
I didn't finish the book.
Did you get looks?
I was by myself.
What does James Joyce know about former U.S. President Ulysses S. Grant?
That is a good question.
An Irishman.
That is a great question.
The 18th president of our United States, not yours, Mr. Joyce.
God.
If that is your real name. More like O. Joyce.
Huh?
Mac Joyce?
What?
All Irish are O's and Macs, right? Oh. Ooh, I'm James O. Joyce. Come on over here, General Grant. What were we talking about? Bon Jovi or?
Famous Irishman, John Bon Jovi, on this St. Patrick's Day episode.
Living on a McPrayer.
On the 19th of March.
Yes. Look, it was we had to have an excuse to have Jenny here.
Oh, wait, why would I... What do I have to do with St. Patrick's Day?
We just... I don't know. Oh. We needed someone in our presence. I just wanted to make St. Patrick's Day games, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
You guys want to get lubed up?
What?
Or like mentally lubed up? Like our brains?
Oh, man, I was hoping we were going to wrestle in green jello or something.
I thought we were finally going to get this three-way going.
Oh. That took a turn, Jenny.
You know it.
Let's get our brains working. You guys want to?
Sure.
With a quick thing?
Okay.
You guys like stress tests?
I don't know. What?
We've done this before.
Stress
tests? I'm going to have you guys go back and forth naming things as quickly as you can.
Okay.
And we'll see who fails.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
good.
This one is a St. Patrick's Day edition.
All right.
Okay.
Of the terrible stress test. Are we ready?
Oh, gosh.
Jenny?
Yeah.
You're the guest. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first, I guess.
Cool. So St. Patrick's Day,
yeah,
as you all know, it's associated with the color green,
mm-hmm.
but it was initially associated with the color blue.
I think I knew that.
Yeah, it used to be blue. Oh. Now it's green. Jenny, name something that can be either green or blue.
Oh, my God.
Pies.
Oh, fuck. Oh, street signs.
Sure, yeah, okay.
A shirt.
Uh-huh.
Oh, pants.
Yep.
Shoes.
Yep. We're done with clothing now. That was clothing.
The earth.
Uh-huh.
Water.
Sure.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Fish.
Yes.
Snakes.
Okay.
M&Ms.
That's good. That's a good one. Okay.
Skittles.
Nabbit.
Mostly Jenny, just so we can move on.
Okay.
I gave a short. U2 is a popular band from Ireland. They're no Bon Jovi. They're no Bon Jovi. But Alice.
U2 played in Ireland when I studied abroad there.
Did you go see them?
No.
Good story.
Like they're probably continuously playing in Ireland.
Oh.
I guess I don't know.
They're playing there right now.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
I don't think I knew they were Irish back then. I was
they've always been Irish.
I was like, what's the big deal about them?
Okay. Alice, name a U2 song.
Bloody Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Yeah.
With or Without You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a shame.
You know why? Because it was actually Coldplay. Sorry.
It was Coldplay that was there?
Yeah.
It wasn't even you two?
Oh, Alice. They're not even Irish.
Clocks tell time. Yeah, I like clocks. Minute in hand and hour hand.
What are some other U2 songs? Oh, one.
Yeah. Pride. In the day. You know that song.
Oh, that's called Pride?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would have.
And then, like, In the Name of Love. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's another big one? Oh, I still haven't found
what
I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Songs of Innocence, that album that they pushed into everybody's iTunes.
Oh, I don't know any songs on that.
Wait a minute. You know what's a great song that stuck in a moment? That's a great song.
Oh, that is. I like that one too.
Don't say that. That's a really good song. Good job, you two. I wish Alice would have gone to see you. Even though you weren't even there.
I thought you were saying to us.
Good job, you two.
Getting one song each.
Wait, I said
Jenny
two songs.
Had two.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And she had more in the chamber.
I did. I have U2's greatest hits on my...
In your chamber.
On my unworking iPod.
Because it was forced upon you, or...
Oh. Forced into your chamber?
Oh, my God.
Wow. This took a turn, Alice.
But enough about Catholics. So March 17th, Ginny.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is the birthday of Charles F. Brush.
Oh.
Who, as yeah. we all
invented
know.
Invented the brush?
As we all know, he is the creator of the electric streetlight.
Oh, of course.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Also, Ginny, Sia's song Chandelier was released on St. Patrick's Day in 2014.
What? Oh, really?
March 17th, wow. Yes. So we got this electric streetlight, we got chandelier. Ginny, name something else that gives off light.
A lamp.
Uh-huh.
The sun.
Yes.
A bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's eyes. The light in my eyes. The light
okay, metaphorically, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, is that a song?
Yeah, yeah. By Blessed Union of Souls.
That you made us listen to?
Yes! Sure it's such a good
that sounded
song.
Cute and then was like sad at the end.
Oh, it was very sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Jenny, you're out of time.
Are you?
Oh, God. But a flashlight.
I would have also accepted a fleshlight. I mean,
flashlight. Oh, no.
This is great. You guys are doing great. You too. We're halfway there.
Bah.
Living on a prayer, if you will. On St. Patrick's Day 2000, Alice, Aaron Brockovich, the movie, was released.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Name another Julia Roberts movie, but add a vitch to the end of it.
Notting Hill vitch.
Pretty Woman of vitch.
August Osage County vitch.
Conspiracy theory. Are we saying Ovitch or just vitch?
Yeah. Ovitch.
Conspiracy theory of vitch.
Although vitch sounds better because it sounds like...
Okay.
What does it sound
conspiracy
like?
Theory, bitch.
Okay. Hook a bitch.
Ocean's 11 a bitch.
Ooh. Son of a.
Son of a bitch. Yes. Son of a bitch.
Mystic pizza. Bitch.
Closer a bitch.
Oh, that's one.
I know.
That's what he was saying.
You were saying my answer was closer.
Oh,
like
Eat, Pray, Love a Vitch.
That was the next one.
Was
I was
that one?
Say.
Okay, I wasn't positive, but
I was trying to think of the one she was with George Clooney recently. Like their two divorced parents.
Oh, right.
Like,
I can't
remember it now.
I don't remember what that was called. I heard it was not very good.
Mm. Oh, dang! Shots fired at whatever that movie is.
I have
knows.
Not seen it, so I don't know.
Larry Crownovich.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I don't even know that.
That's the one with, she's a community college teacher, right?
I don't know that.
Tom Hanks, maybe, isn't it?
Oh.
I believe you. I've just never heard of it.
Two more of these. Ginny.
Oh, okay.
Legend has it, St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But Ireland never had any snakes to begin with.
What?
By this logic, Ginny, name something St. Patrick could drive out of America.
Wait, I don't under. Hold on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't, that we
I'm
never
not sure
had?
I understand the. Yep. He drove the kangaroos out of.
Yeah. I was like koalas.
Koalas drove them out. Good job, St. Patrick.
Pandas.
Dang it.
Oh my gosh! I was hoping for more, but that's okay. I would have also accepted free healthcare.
I was gonna go.
He's
there.
The one that did it. Damn you, St. Patrick.
Some saint you are.
Right?
What were you gonna say, Alice?
I was gonna go in that direction, but I didn't know how to phrase it.
Equal pay for women.
Jeez.
What? He drove out of the whole world, though, I think. Good Lord, St. Patrick.
I mean, the Catholics probably did have a hand in that.
Gross.
Because women are just breeders.
It's true.
Gosh dang. All right, are we ready for the next one? The last one.
Oh, let's do
Alice.
It.
Alice. And I'm going to pull up my Google machine for this to make sure the answers are correct.
Oh, shit.
Kurt Russell, Alice, turned 73 years old on St. Patrick's Day this year.
Wow.
At the risk of jinxing anyone,
Oh, no.
Name a living celebrity older than Kurt Russell. Older than 73.
Robert De Niro?
Okay.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is correct. De Niro's correct, yes.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Al Pacino?
Oh, yeah.
That is correct. Oh, man. I was hoping this would go for a while. I was looking forward to all these typing I'd have to do.
I was going to say Carol Burnett next. I'm pretty sure she's in alive. Her like, 90s or something. I know she's alive because I just saw her in a commercial for a new show.
Really? A new show she's in?
Yeah.
Jesus Lord, Carol.
Right?
She's 90, yes.
Okay. Wow.
You know, that's how you stay alive, though. You stay
laugh.
Active.
It's true.
That's what Shatner said. He said that he'll never stop working because that's when you die.
Honestly,
maybe
though,
that's why, you know, these presidents want to keep going.
Oldest election ever coming up.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I don't know who won, but good job.
We all won because we had fun.
Everyone's all lubed up now.
Yes.
With our bad medicine. What's going on, Jenny? Got any big plans this year?
Not really anything special.
Cool.
Just chilling, just hanging out. No, I'm getting married.
Yay!
In
anyone we know?
Just over 6 months. To someone I don't know if you've ever had him on the show. His name is Josh Weiland.
Never heard of him.
Are you familiar with this individual?
Weiland? We know Josh.
Of course. I actually met Josh basically through you guys. So
that's true. Go ahead, tell the story.
If you hate our relationship, it is completely your fault.
Tell him how it happened, Jenny. How did you two meet?
How'd
you fall in love?
We had been Facebook friends for a while, but
that's nothing to do with us. Tell us about.
Well, no. So Doug asked me to come to one of the Extra Life events.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I met Josh for the first time. And I was not at all interested in him because I was with my boyfriend at the time.
Same.
But the next time I came over for Extra Life.
So a year later.
Yeah.
Or 2 years later.
I don't
2 years
how.
Later.
One thing led
no,
to another.
It wasn't that long. Wait, was it?
It was 2 years later, yeah, because there was the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, you're right.
It was just Alice, mm-hmm. Josh, and
yeah,
me.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 2 years later.
So there was 2019.
I was invited over again, and yeah.
Okay, so 2021. Extra Life 2021.
Yeah.
Around November-ish. And less than 3 years later,
yeah,
there you are. Gonna
yep.
tie the knot.
Yeah.
Good job, Alice.
I didn't. We weren't like playing matchmaker or anything.
Well,
we just let things, you know,
sure,
take
sure.
their course.
Well, wait, did you think there was potential for something?
Oh,
or?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were
totally shipping you.
Yeah.
But,
oh, okay.
You know, I always think the best relationships come from friendships. So it was just a matter of, you know, being friends with you
sure.
and inviting you to things and not
uh-huh.
necessarily being like, hey,
yeah.
do you want to go on a date with our friend Josh?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's so pushy. It's so much pressure.
Neither one of us mentioned to either one of you anything romantic. We just kept trying to put you in situations where you'd be around each other just to see what happens.
Were you actually?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we enjoy
well,
both of you
is
anyway.
Is that why I was invited to things?
No, we enjoy both of you anyway.
Oh.
I mean... It helped.
Was I only invited as a...
No. We liked you, but you weren't exactly like in the Josh circle.
That's
so
true.
It was a little bit above
That's
that,
true.
But, mm-hmm. you know.
Well,
like
I
you
guess
were, you
it
were
worked
part
out.
Of, you were part of the unfinished entertainment universe.
That's
so
true.
That's my movie stuff.
Yeah, so
yes.
we're all in the peripheral anyway, but
yeah.
I think... Post pandemic, we started hanging out like in smaller circles. So like Doug hasn't made a big cast movie in a while.
I know,
yeah.
It's so dumb.
Was the last one the arm wrestling?
I think so.
Okay, that was a fun one.
Evanston Teenage Girls Arm Wrestling Tournament on YouTube. It's like the most viewed thing we have on YouTube. I think
is that right?
It has like 14,000 views.
Oh
I'm not sure why.
Wow.
I'm nervous that it's because people see teenage
oh,
girls and they're
no,
like, ooh,
no.
But there are no like negative comments like,
oh, mm-hmm.
like, ooh.
Like, why aren't any of these teenage girls naked?
Careful. Too much clothes. Not interested. I want them to dominate me. Because it's arm wrestling.
Of course.
It's very clean. It's very funny. Jenny's great in it.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I do what I can.
I watched a little bit of it like yesterday. It was good.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on YouTube. I'm not on there very often. I was checking out another friend's YouTube channel. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I need to go check this stuff that we did. And there it was. Like, I think it was like 14,000. It was stupid.
Solipsistic.
I need to watch. I had nothing to do with this movie, but Grown Men on Tricycles, I thought was so funny.
Ah, that was my first feature film.
I feel like I need to watch that one again because it was just so ridiculously funny.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys can get the DVD right to us on Instagram or whatever. The rest of this is just going to be about me promoting my movie ventures.
Hey, why not?
Hey, nobody's wearing green here.
It's not St. Patrick's Day anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the episode for it.
Oh. Jenny's wearing blue.
She knows how blue.
That's the original color.
It's like aqua.
She's old
school.
It's
like a blue-green. A teal, if you will. I don't know exactly.
I'm a Barbie. Anyway.
You're not wearing green either.
All right, that's why I said none of us. I have blue jeans, though.
Well,
so
that's stupid. I have green.
She said that's stupid.
I have green eyes.
Oh.
So
okay, Jenny.
That really doesn't count. But
you know. My hair is blue. I totally forgot. I was like, I don't have anything.
Wow, that dye went straight to your brain.
I'm growing it out. It's not in my roots anymore.
You know, you guys didn't even notice. I assume you were distracted by the meat on Meat Madness Day.
Meat Madness!
But I actually changed my hair color.
I can
my
tell.
My hair is not red anymore.
It is brown.
It is, with highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I still didn't
and
know.
And neither of you said one goddamn thing.
Did Josh notice?
He did.
Okay. After you told him, or?
So I don't know. Like, I think I had told him I was going to be going to the hairdresser that day. So whether he remembered that or actually noticed it was different. But I have faith in him. I think he noticed.
Josh, Ginny is notoriously redheaded. The notorious R.E.D., if you will.
Yes, that's what they call
it. And now, apparently. Well,
Is she? Because you've been blonde before, too.
Yeah, I have. And
what?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
I was blonde in
You were
extra
blonde
love.
For Extra Love, which is another one of the Unfinished
Extra
Entertainment.
Extra Love to Extra Life.
Short films. You can find Extra Love. Whatever the rest of it is called on YouTube.
That's the one where I get pied in the face.
It is. No, you pie it's, yourself in the face.
It's one of
one.
The ones that you get pied in.
Oh.
Both ways you get pied in the face.
You chow on that
Gosh,
pie.
I can't remember.
I was a redhead in that one.
I've wow. made. I guess I've just made so many films.
Yeah, the universe.
Where
cinematic
Alice
universe.
Takes a pie face.
Oh my God.
It's not
like
dirty,
a,
Alice.
Is that like a fetish that you're writing into all your...
No, the... Oh
it came God. From me. I think I have the fetish.
Yeah, they were both our ideas.
Okay.
This is a lot of inside baseball right now. Sorry, everyone. Let's play a game.
Okay.
The first game of the morning.
Oh, the other game wasn't a game?
That was lubing up your brain.
Oh, right. That was just
Stop
the...
saying lube.
The lube, of course.
Lube is very important sometimes, Alice. So, you guys like anagrams or?
I love anagrams.
That's how I introduce it. You guys like anagrams? We're gonna do some terrible anagrams.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's edition.
Oh.
And if you don't know what anagrams are, they are words or phrases that are made up by taking another word or phrase and mixing up all the letters. For example, Amy Poehler becomes my pale hero.
Aww. Oh.
Or Meryl Streep becomes try eel sperm.
Thanks for that
Wait,
recommendation,
that,
Meryl.
That was an anagram? I wasn't supposed to do that?
No, I'm all for it. You hit the right street festival. You never know what you'll find. In Ireland. So I have five of these.
Okay.
Five of these St. Patrick's here. Are you ready? These are people.
Do we get to see them visually?
Yes. Yes, okay, you do. Okay. I'm about to send them to you. But first, grab your phones, and we're going to have to make some buzzers.
Right.
You know, you would think at some point I would do this beforehand.
Make the buzzer beforehand? You can't.
So that
you
I
can't.
Would remember how to do it.
The people need to hear you make your buzzer.
They need to hear me. They don't hear most of it, because most of it gets edited out, because I take literally forever, because I always forget how to do it.
Are you suggesting I work some audio magic? That this podcast has any editing involved?
Oh, clearly not.
Alice, you want to record a buzzer? Are you prepared? Because Jenny has to figure out how her phone works.
It's true. It's true.
Alice, whenever you're ready.
Aaron Gobrakovichkovich.
I don't know what that means.
Aaron Gobra, that's a cheer.
Gobra?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's play it back, make sure it works.
Aaron Gobrakovichkovich.
I added a K in there.
Well done. Very Irish of you. Good accent, by the way.
I wasn't doing one.
Oh. So if you hear Aaron Gobrakovichovich,
that's not what it sounded like.
Then that's Alice buzzing in. And Jenny, I'm willing to do the next 10 minutes of editing for you to do this.
I'm going to give it my all here.
Thank you.
Okay. Top of the morning to you.
Very nice.
All right, let's
play it back.
I actually did it right.
Top of the morning to you.
All right.
All right.
Oh, I looked it up. Aaron Gobra is a phrase to express allegiance to Ireland.
Oh, Aaron Gobra?
Mm-hmm. B-R-A-G-H.
Have you never heard that
before? No.
Oh, my
That's
dad,
crazy.
My
Way
dad
to put
used
that together.
My dad used to always joke and say Aaron Gobrawless.
Go where?
Brawless.
Oh.
Aaron Go...
It's a very classy joke.
In Nollins.
Aaron Gobrawless.
Like Aurora Borealis? Aaron Gobrawless. And Aaron Gobrawless.
So I'll read the first one. I'll read the first anagram to you, and then you'll unpack those letters to make another name, right? And these are all names.
Aaron
Gobrawless. Jesus Christ, Alice. You're a monster. All right, so I'll read the first one for y'all. It's okay. Coming to you in 3, 2, 1. So I hear your ding. Good job, ding. Only one of you has seen it. Okay, I see both of you seen it. Oh. Pack rat twister.
So these are people?
Yeah, these are people.
Who
pack
are,
rat
who are Irish?
Twister. I will not disclose what's going on yet. All right, I'll give you some clues here. I have 3 clues prepared. By the 3rd clue, you'll have the answer. Mm. Okay. Number 1, it's difficult to play twister when you're a pack rat.
Hmm.
Or are in a wheelchair. It's difficult to play.
Aaron Gobrakovichkovich.
Yes, Alice.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, that's Patrick Stewart. St. Patrick Stewart.
Because he's in a wheelchair for X-Men.
That's true. Mm. Wow. The other clues.
You made the clue. Isn't that what you're referring to?
Yes, but usually the first one's difficult.
Oh, I thought you were wowing because you thought he was actually in a wheelchair.
Yes, I thought that in his other roles, he was acting with the standing up.
They prop him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Movie magic.
You need a lot of space to be a pack rat.
Ah.
And the final clue was, you can pass all your collected treasures down from generation to generation.
The treasures, like the... Oh, no, he's not Ian McClellan. Never mind. I was like thinking of the One Ring being passed down. And
I think it's the generation.
Yeah, sure, yeah, is. Yeah, 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 I got that. Okay.
I think it's the generation. All right, Jenny, you're the guest. You want to read the second one? Here it comes. Yeah, in 3, 2, 1.
Septic Wary Zack.
That's Zack, Z-A-K, for those of you playing at home. All right, Septic Wary Zack.
Oh, wait.
Do we not need clues?
Hold on.
Does Jenny have this?
Hold on, wait. No.
So they are Irish.
How do I do
we're
this?
We're guessing.
God damn it, how do I play this stupid fucking thing? Wait.
Oh!
No. Oh my god, I'm in it!
Oh,
she got there before me.
Jenny barely figured it out in time. And by it, I mean her phone.
That's true. Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, that's Patrick Swayze. Mm-hmm. St. Patrick Swayze.
Oh, I get it. They're all Patricks.
I guess you don't need clues.
No, read the clues. We always want to hear the clues.
I think we should all be a little wary of unchained septic tanks.
Oh, I get it. The chain falls off and...
Because of an Unchained Melody from Ghost. The second clue was, It's natural to be wary of septic trucks on the road or septic tanks at your house. Because Roadhouse.
Yes.
Yes.
And finally, you shouldn't put your septic tank in a corner.
Nobody puts
it. I'm so sad I don't get to give these clues. That's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Now that we know the theme.
Yeah, I was going to tell you the theme right at the beginning, but I was like, eh. I kind of did, but. All right, Alice, it's your turn to read one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here goes Alice in 3, 2, 1.
Raw rockin' butt rap.
That's
with
rap.
The apostrophe on the rockin'.
Yes, on R-A-P rap, like the music. Raw rockin' butt rap. It looks like Jenny's already trying to buzz in.
No,
I'm
no,
not
no.
Sure.
I was just okay. Switching to look at the thing.
All right. Clue number one.
Oh.
Ah!
Wait.
Hope.
Wait. Hold on.
Aaron, go Brockovich.
No, you bitch.
Wow.
You Brockovich. You
Brockovich. Butt rap.
Yes, Alice.
Patrick Warburton?
That's Patrick Warburton, yes. And the clues were as follows. It was hard to do Warburton clues, by the way. Deliver some raw rockin' butt rap, and ladies will be putty in your hands. He apparently played putty
old
on
school,
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yes. Before you engage in raw rockin' butt raps, make sure you know the rules. He was in a popular sitcom called Rules of Engagement.
All right.
Oh, I forgot about that show.
And then finally, if your butt rap isn't rockin' or raw enough, you're just asking for war. Mm. See, again, it was hard to come up with clues from Patrick Warburton.
They worked.
Thank you.
He was also in Ted. Or
he's
maybe
also
the sequel.
A voice on Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For like the last
in
decades.
In a wheelchair.
He's just
in a wheelchair.
And I... And I'm certainly not insulting Mr. Warburton. It's just like he's one of those great character actors. He's just in all kinds of stuff, but he's not like the star of it. Mm-hmm. So if I gave you a Family Guy clue, you'd be like, oh, Seth MacFarlane, yeah, okay.
Well, his name's not Patrick.
The Emperor's New Groove?
I've never seen. I've been like meaning to see that movie forever.
Is he naked in it?
Still haven't.
No.
The Emperor?
He's not the emperor.
It's a
yeah, he's not the. He's not the lead.
I don't think there's nudity.
Wait,
in
if
the
you
Disney
haven't
cartoon.
Seen it,
oh, I meant is the emperor nude, not Patrick Warburton.
No,
it's
okay.
A Disney movie.
But isn't it about like the emperor's new clothes? He's naked.
But it's the emperor's new groove.
Yeah, this is different, God. Doug.
What is okay? Jenny, you're reading the next one. There are only two more of these.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
KFC? FDA purity?
I'm partial to
read
this one.
Read your clues fast. Jenny's already going.
Jenny's fast.
If I'm right. Is
Jenny
it,
knows her Patrick.
Is it Patrick Duffy?
Of course it's Patrick Duffy.
All right, give us a step-by-step clue.
Why wouldn't it be
and a
Patrick
Dallas
Duffy?
Clue, and I don't, those are the only two things I know.
You can get delicious fried chicken at KFC every day, but good luck finding a Frank. He played Frank Lambert on Step by Step.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you expect anyone to know that?
That?
No, the first clue is supposed to not give it to you all the way. This Patrick both is and isn't Ewing.
Well,
okay.
Oh.
Okay. He played
like
Bobby
that.
Ewing.
I like that one. Okay.
On Dallas. But there's also a famous Patrick Ewing.
Mm-hmm. Who apparently will not be one
yes.
of ours.
There's only one left. The FDA knows the very pure step-by-step instructions on how to make KFC's famous recipe. Also, as of St. Patrick's Day this year, March 17th, happy 75th birthday to Patrick Duffy.
Yay!
So he's
finally,
older than Kurt
works.
Russell.
He may be the original St. Patrick. I'm not sure.
Oh.
I mean, he was born on the day. I couldn't find another Patrick born on that day. I venture to say there hasn't been.
That's a bold statement.
I live a bold life. That's what I'm known for.
Of course.
And finally, Alice, you got your reading mouth ready?
It's different from my other mouth.
Yes, you have two mouths, your reading mouth and your other mouth.
You know, for the other things.
Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Her nips, Art. Ick, liar.
God.
Hurry up.
Her nips, Art. Ick, liar. All right. Let's see if anybody has
clues.
This one. I give a second for y'all to do see if you can do it without clues. And it looks like nobody can. So we'll move on. Here come the clues. Even her doctor would agree a nip is just a nip. Even her doctor would agree a nip is just a nip. Clue number 2. If the nips are in that bad of shape, that doctor might try to repair them by putting some stents in. Alice is doing something.
Aaron Gobrokovich-Kovich.
Yes, Alice.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, it's Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
Did you like that clue?
I got, yeah.
Wait, what was the first?
Thanks.
I didn't get the first one.
What was the first clue again?
Even her doctor would agree a nip is just a nip. Doogie Howser, MD.
Oh, her nip. Okay, her nip is part
her
of
her doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering if it was
just
a woman
for the doctor. Okay.
With Patrick in her name or something.
Well, what was the third clue then?
Oh, no, what was the second one again?
The second one is, if the nips are in that bad of shape, that doctor might try to repair them by putting some stents in.
Ah, Stinson, like Barney Stinson.
Barney Stinson. Insulting the future mother of your child's nips is not a good way to try to meet her.
Ah.
And that was
Yay!
Terrible Anagram, St. Patrick's
times.
Edition.
Woohoo!
That was a tough one because they were all Patrick. And making sure they were all different words.
Oh, it's tough for you. I see. Because I feel like it was easier for us.
Yes.
And probably not as fun for the people at home because they couldn't hear the clues. Because we won them so easily.
Somebody was driving in the highway.
I know. Right?
Hey, Duffy! Say Duffy! It's Duffy! And why do I want KFC all of a sudden? FDA purity. Well, congratulations to whichever one of you won that.
Whee!
I couldn't tell you. Did you guys know it's the first day of spring as well?
Today? Or?
No, today.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's
March
earlier
19th.
Because of... Is it because of leap year? Because usually it's like the 20th or 21st, isn't it?
Yeah, who knows?
But it's leap year, so maybe that's why it's early.
That sounds good to me.
I don't know.
Today
don't know
is also International Earth Day. Ugh. Not the same as our Earth Day.
What?
There's an American Earth Day.
Is it like Earth
April
Day to 22nd? Another planet? Because this is International Earth Day. I mean, that's double Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So what other Earth Day could there be?
Hmm.
Like Mars is out there celebrating us? That's very kind of them. So tell me about International Earth Day, Alice.
It's supposed to be the same day as the spring equinox.
Okay. I didn't expect you to know anything about it.
I was panicking there
for a
moment.
Are those notes or did you Google something? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have notes of like, you know, niche holidays and random holidays and then I post them on our Instagram.
Wait, you prepare for this podcast?
Yes, I prepare our social medias.
I never do a darn thing for this podcast.
Oh, that's not true. You prepare meticulously.
Did you know that to celebrate the first day of spring, starting today, Wendy's has a new Frosty?
What?
Oh, shit.
What Frosty flavor do you wish they had?
Is it
Easter egg?
We're gonna go back and forth until you guys land on it.
I was thinking something like for St. Patrick's Day, but that wouldn't be right.
Shamrock.
We're done. We're done
with
St.
Patrick's
Day.
That's over.
They're done with
the Shamfrosty.
No, we're done with the McFrosty.
Well, that's what I was thinking, like something minty. But then it's like, wait, we're not talking about St.
Okay, well, the Easter egg. I want the Easter egg Frosty.
The Easter
egg is
Frosty. So just like eggnog flavored, or.
Like a Cadbury egg kind of flavored thing? Or what do
I didn't think that far. I
just egg flavored, just raw egg.
Okay.
It's like egg flavored. But it would have like paint colors. It would look like confetti birthday cake.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It would be egg flavored. You know, like an egg custard flavor or something. You know, like a sweet flavor.
Mm-hmm,
not the raw egg flavor.
Not the duck egg flavor.
Guess not.
Oh,
I got some bad duck eggs.
Yeah, they're called duck eggs.
No, the regular preserved duck eggs. They're like black jelly. The white portion of it is a black jelly. But I got some that were like an amber colored. And I was like, whoa. Ooh, these look good. These look interesting.
Amber
but they
is the
tasted
color of
worse.
Your cupcakes.
So maybe they turn lighter when they're bad.
Sure.
Like they were in the same package as some of the black ones.
So you think they were actually bad?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, that's a bummer then.
How could you tell?
Yeah.
They tasted
better?
They tasted different.
Oh. Like, does that make them good?
I'll save them both for you, and then you can tell me the difference.
You kept them?
No.
Oh, okay. Just in case they get good again.
Oh, yeah. It'll what come if back they just around. Haven't ripened?
It's like penicillin.
Is that true?
Huh? They haven't ripened?
Is that true about penicillin?
That's called making a duck, Alice. When a duck egg ripens.
If they turn into ducks, then you know.
How ripe do you like your duck egg? Fully hatched. Anyway, Wendy's, the Frosty.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we were actually talking
about. Do you guys want to actually guess a flavor? Like, it's pretty predictable. But
for a spring flavor?
I would think more summery.
Oh, strawberry.
No, but it's a Dreamsicle Frosty.
Ooh.
An orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Huh. I want it so hard.
That's...
Like, we should have this immediately. And we can.
Oh. Is it out
available.
Already? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, today's the day.
Oh, come on, spring Alice. Equinox.
Say first day of spring. You don't have to be that person.
Don't I? That's what gives you, you know, the opportunity to make fun of me. I impale myself on my sword. I follow my sword so that, you know, the masses can have a laugh.
Yeah, she's not really pretentious. This is all just for laughs.
You're so good at it. Why do you do it when we're not doing the podcast then?
Kayfabe.
That's a wrestling term. St. Patrick's Day. Still the episode. Jenny, do you and your family have St. Patrick's Day traditions that you...
Does any family have St. Patrick's Day traditions? No, we do not.
Really? Like, not... I mean, I think families could, just like a lot of drinking, green beer.
My family doesn't do the drinking. Hmm. They're a bunch of squirrs.
Squirrs!
Squirrels?
Squirrs!
Oh my gosh, it'd be so cute if they were a bunch of squirrels.
Aw.
They're not.
You dye your swimming pool green.
They're just people.
Okay.
No, I mean, I will wear green, but that's...
Not today.
That's pretty much it. Well, it's not St. Patrick's
You knew what we were recording.
You can hide gold coins around and try to find them, or let someone else find them.
Okay.
I'll hide them and then get drunk on green beer and then try to find them.
I am not a drinker. I'm not an advocate of drinking, but that sounds pretty hilarious. Just take all your money, all your cash on hand. I'm not saying like go to the bank and take all your money out, but all your cash on hand. And hide it and then get no get drunk and then hide it and then the next day try to find
it. So you're soberly trying to find what you hid while drunk?
Yeah, because you can always get undrunk. Like you'll sober up later and you'll be like, I know exactly
you remember,
where I put that.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute, or you and like some of your closest friends could all hide your money. Like your collective monies. All of your monies. And then you all get drunk and you see like who ends up with the most money at the end of it.
And everyone just keeps what they find?
They keep what they find.
Oh man.
I do not approve of drinking or anything, but I like this
idea.
Are
there set hiding places? Otherwise they're just wreaking havoc everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a free for all.
That's what drinking is.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say that's what St. Patrick's Day is.
That's what money is. That's what capitalism is.
That's why you try to stay away from money, right?
That's what Christianity is. I have no problem staying away from money.
You're telling me.
When there's not, when somebody's not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, do you pinch them or do you kiss them?
You're supposed to pinch them.
Okay. Growing up, I was always told kiss, and now everything I see is pinch.
And then when he...
No, it's kiss me,
when
I'm
he
Irish.
Got arrested
so
for
you're kissed
sexual
because
harassment.
You seem Irish.
Son of a gun, stupid red hair. Who's your hairdresser, Ginny?
Dog with brown hair. I don't know.
And highlights.
Because when Doug's hair grows out, you know, it gets kind of brownish blonde.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I had some highlights once.
The magazine?
Oh, my God.
Goofus and Gallant?
I remember.
No one ever, whenever I reference Goofus and Gallant, no one ever knows what I'm talking about. So thank you for saying that.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, my God.
Well, I thought you read highlights.
Here's my story. When I was a kid, I used to go to the doctor a decent amount because I had really bad like respiratory things. I was around a lot of smoking, and so I was in the doctor a lot, and they would always have highlights there. Ah. And that's the only time I ever saw highlights.
You never saw the Goofus and
Gallant?
You never
read Goofus and Gallant?
I mean, it doesn't sound familiar, but I remember like doing mazes and stuff like that.
Think of how gallant he would be now had he read those.
Yeah. Mm. Now he's just a Goofus.
He's just a Goofus.
This day is supposed to be a celebration of my people.
Y'all. What do you and your loved ones, whoever they may be, what would you do?
I don't know, Alice, what do we do? Hey, happy birthday to Andy Reid, coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Back to December.
Okay. Ginny?
I don't care.
Cool. I have one more game prepared.
Okay.
Let's play another game. This one's called Celebrity Movie Mashup.
What?
Irish Celebrities Edition.
Oh, shit.
It's the first time we've ever played this game.
Oh, man.
And we're
going straight
to the Irish Celebrities Edition. Yes. I wrote out a synopsis.
Okay.
This is a game where I smush up a famous person with a famous movie. Okay. Mm. In honor of
Aaron Brockovich.
I don't know if that's anything. You just combined Aaron Brockovich with Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich was a real person.
The person combined with the movie. Obviously.
You're right. Who am I to argue this? In honor of St. Patrick's Day, I've smushed together famous people from Ireland with the names of famous movies
from Ireland
that aren't from Ireland.
Oh, damn it. Oh.
I don't know a lot of movies made in Ireland, and I'm pretty sure you guys wouldn't either.
Have you seen Sing Street?
I have not. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's the one John Carney movie I haven't seen. Mm. Okay, so you get it. These are going to be famous people from Ireland smushed.
Just with movies.
With whatever random movie.
With a movie. And I'll give you three clues for each one of these. Buzz in when you have the answer.
Oh, buzzing.
Are you happy with your buzzers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to take the time to think of something else.
Here's some examples. It could be a simple before and after, such as, and I know these people aren't Irish. These are examples. Mm-hmm. Such as, there's something about Mary-Kate Olsen. Mm-hmm. That's a simple before and after. It could be stuck in the middle of it. Good Will Smith hunting.
So what are we supposed to guess?
The whole title of this.
Oh, I see.
Okay, got it.
Oh, so you're gonna give us
clues.
Okay.
So it could be before and after, it could be stuck in the middle, or it could be a little bit more obtuse, such
so
as
we're guessing the smushed name.
The smushed together entity. Okay. It could be something more obtuse like Romeo and Julia Louise Dreyfus. I know I said Louise, I'm sorry, Julia. I was reading and it came out. I'm sorry. I love you in Veep. She's listening right now. She's that mother. All right, ready? Let's see how many Irish people you know.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is going to be a real test to see if this game works. Combination. Irish celebrity movie. This celebrity's lady was so fair, but this movie famously barely features any women at all. So the celebrity lady was so fair. The movie barely features any women at all. Okay, you gotta mush those together. You get it. Second clue. The celebrity is known for a play with a character named Doolittle. But the movie character had to do a lot of tedious work by digging for 17 years.
Oh my God.
I thought you might get it off that. You may not know the celebrity's name.
Aaron Gobrakovichkovic.
The Shawshank Rex Redemption?
No. I want an explanation, though. Shawshank Rex Redemption.
Rex Redemption, I think. Was the... Oh, no. The actor in My Fair Lady. No, I think it was Rex Harrison. Never mind.
Okay. It was
Rex Redemption.
Wow!
So I don't think... It wasn't right, but...
Sure. Finally, in case you can't think of the celebrity's name, it's a three-part name.
Okay.
Aaron Gobrakovichkovic.
Yes, Alice.
George Bernard Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah! George Bernard Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
I didn't get to give you the three parts. It was a three-part name. President Washington.
Oh, I didn't realize you were done.
The longer version of a dead guy you might spend a weekend with. And then you should have the last part.
Mm. I didn't even know the movie was My Fair Lady. Redemption.
The digging for 17 years? Is that
a... Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it either. Oh, yeah, that's one of the movies that
I also haven't.
Watch.
I just thought that... Oh, I forgot Jenny had never seen it either.
No.
Dang. Honestly, I thought I was
softballing. Spoiler alert, he digs for 17 years.
I thought I was softballing for Jenny. So I'm sorry.
What was the first one? The first clue?
The celebrity's lady was so fair, but this movie famously barely features
anyone. My Fair Lady.
Okay.
Yep,
see, I was thinking Rex Harrison also.
Pygmalion.
Yes! And that's what I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
Great job, everyone.
Who is Rex Reed?
I have no
idea. Is that a Fantastic Four?
I think so. Something, Richard Reed?
I think it's Richard. Yeah, I think it's Richard Reed.
Mr. Fantastic, as I like to call him.
As he likes to call himself.
Thankfully, I just heard somebody get a message. Thankfully, there are only four more of these.
Okay.
I think it's going to go better.
These are fun. I mean, I like these. They're hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now you see how they get. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So again, they're going to like get easier as you go with the clues. The 2009 movie is based on a popular children's book. And the celebrity shares a first name with a brand of popular children's meat.
Children's meat? What the fuck is that?
Three children's meat in a... That's the episode title. It's coming, I know. All right, clue number two.
Well, you can do the second clue.
No, go ahead, Alice. You buzzed in. You have to get it off that. You don't get more.
Where the Oscar Wilde things are.
Yes. That is correct.
Read the clue again.
The 2009 movie is based on a popular children's book.
Where the Wild Things Are.
And the celebrity shares a first name with a brand of a popular children's meat. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Why are you singing it sexily? What is going on?
Because I was singing Oscar about my Wilde was sexy.
This
kind
is
of.
Children's meat we're talking about, Alice. Children's meat, my God.
Do you want the other?
Yes.
Okay. You won't find Ernest involved in this, as important as he may be. Mm. Perhaps because of all the untamed creatures here. The celebrity was disturbingly arrested for homosexuality. Mm. And the movie might make a pretty good name for a gay bar. I like that one. That's kind of fun, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. Next up.
Is it just all Irish playwrights? Is James Joyce going to be?
Is it all just really pretentious shit that I'm not going to think of?
Can I tell you? I was working on a James Joyce one, and I failed. Hmm. I couldn't get it. So when you mentioned him earlier, I was like, ooh, and I forgot if it made the final cut. The next one. Their SNL appearance was more serious than funny, while this 1997 action movie might have accidentally been the opposite. Okay. Clue two. The Irish celebrity could have replaced John Malkovich in the movie because they both had the same hairstyle. The last one will give it away immediately.
John Malkovich-a-bitch.
John Malkovich-a-bitch. Does anyone feel close?
No.
I feel like I need to hear them again, but go ahead with the third clue. I don't know.
Okay, well, third clue. It gives it away immediately. Here we go. Nothing can compare to a boxed bunny.
What?
Nothing can compare to a boxed bunny. Let me rephrase that. Nothing compares to putting a bunny in the box.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Tom and Martin, tell you.
Yes, Jenny.
Sinead O'Connor?
It is Sinead O'Connor,
oh
yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know the bunny in the box reference, but I was thinking Sinead O'Connor.
See, I knew the bunny in the box reference, but I didn't understand how that connected.
Put
now
the
I get
bunny.
It.
What were the other clues again?
Their SNL appearance was more serious than funny,
oh.
While this 1997 action movie might have accidentally been the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And the Irish celebrity could have replaced John Malkovich in the movie because they both had the same hairstyle.
Oh.
They got okay. That shaved head.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Con Air is fantastic, by the way.
It's certainly a movie.
It is a movie.
It has the Cusack, and it's got that going for it.
It's got
a cute sack.
Whoa.
Three cute sacks and a child's meat. Wait, no, wait. That can't be the title. No, thank you.
You're getting arrested.
That's it. You're getting arrested. We're on a list somewhere now. All three of us. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, no.
I'm just a wee little leprechaun. two more. This one might be difficult, and I apologize if it is.
Because these other ones have been so simple.
I didn't know how this would go. I still like it.
Yeah.
No, I do too.
All right. If you apply for this murderous document, you may receive it 28 days later. I heard a gasp, Alice.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Clue two. This Peaky Blinder has never played James Bond.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know who...
Wait.
Oh, but, the, yeah, like, Jenny reached for her phone. I thought she had this.
Oh, wait.
Tom and Martin, tell ya.
Yes, Jenny.
License to Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, License to Cillian Murphy. That's correct. This celebrity was once the father of the atomic bomb, which kind of granted him the license mentioned in this movie's title. All right,
that's
finally.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Finally, the best of the best.
No.
Picture it. It's 1993. This celebrity was starring in one of the greatest films ever made.
Mm.
While this movie, the movie itself, mm-hmm. was, to quote Rotten Tomato, too obnoxious to be worthy of bringing home to your family.
So the movie that they starred in, or the movie that you were
the movie
the
we're
mashup?
Matching it up
okay.
with? Yes.
All right.
Okay. Clue two: if you let this celebrity marry your daughter, you'll never have to worry about anything bad happening to her. They'll get her back. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give the third clue. It gives it away immediately.
Well, hold on. Read the first one again.
It's 1993, Jenny. Okay. This celebrity was starring in one of the greatest films ever made. Universally.
Okay.
While this movie that we're talking about here, that we're mashing it with, to quote Rotten Tomato, too obnoxious to be worthy of bringing home to your family. Clue three. Here we go.
No, go on.
This is the closest we'll ever get to connecting Love Actually to Pauly Shore.
Aaron Gobrokovich.
Yes, Alice?
Liam Neeson's son-in-law.
Yeah, Liam. That's Liam Neeson's son-in-law.
That's a good one.
We'll play this again sometime.
That's fun. I like it.
It'll be.
It is fun.
It is
definitely
cerebral.
Definitely have to think about it, yeah.
It's difficult. I should just like make a game, like a going terribly at home game for people to play.
Cards?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Do you want terrible anagrams? Do you want whatever else we do? Semi-recent, semi-decent news?
How big do you think the market for that would be?
Shut your freaking hole, Jenny. We'll have you and Josh over. Well, we're going to play it at your wedding. We're going to break it out in the middle of the reception.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the middle of, like, the vows.
The ceremony, yes. Do you, Josh, take this woman? Okay, everybody.
Somebody Josh, KFC, FDA
purity. Somebody slipped something into my notes here. Don't worry about it, Warden. Or what's the person Warden. Called? Minister.
Are we getting married in prison?
Patrick Warden.
Patrick. Patrick Warden Burton.
Warden Burton.
A bitch.
A bitch.